Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me?
Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. So glad you've joined us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I, we got a great show. Oh, we're going to be talking about what's new up in healthcare admissions in the hospital. Oh, I know it's new stuff. Don't say I've already heard this over. No, it's not. It's new. We got new stuff. What's going down? Nurses are speaking out, so we're going to talk about that. Also, you may talk about some ancient sources of care, tapping into the ancient world. What do they know? And we do have a quack report, but before we get to that great stuff, a big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them up in prayer, as you know. Every day, seeking the Lord's face, hitting the knees, and I'm praying for righteous leadership in this land. I don't think I could say that enough. Yeah, Trump got the... Well, he should get the nomination today, I think, because he's got all the delegates now. We shall see. God's will be done. But, you know, we can still use the power of prayer to diligently seek the Lord for his will and ask that his will be done. But, you know, tell him we want a righteous leader, a godly one, one with common sense, one with morals, one with ethics, one that can't be bought. Is there such a person? You know, if there is, it's going to be delivered by God. You know that, right? Oh, yeah, I think so. And so I pray for that every day, and I hope you will too. And mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the crack report, let's see. Brain scans reveal some hidden consciousness in patients, according to this study. Denmark, Belgium, Yale University got together, some bio researchers. They're using brain scans to determine if there's a difference in consciousness between the standard, what they think is a vegetative state, and those that are just, you know, in a deep consciousness state, called minimal consciousness kind of thing. So they want to see if there's like, they were just evaluating the brain's activity and how much protein and sugars and enzymes it uses under normal conditions, like right now when you're thinking, and then what changes when you're in a vegetative state and when you're in a minimal conscious state. And that way it'll give them more of a guideline, distinguish between these two important degrees, because sometimes it's difficult for doctors to find out if, you know, a patient is, you know, going to be brain dead at a certain point, and whether they're just in a vegetative state or if they're in a minimal conscious state. I guess there's a very fine line between them. Anyway, they're working on that out of Belgium and Yale University. And they're looking at the fuel for the brain to help them determine that through brain scans. I thought that was interesting. All right, last but not least, and speaking of the brain, here's some new research by a Dr. Fiona Kerr, neurospecialist from the University of Adelaide. She says our brains are geared to take a nap every day. That's right. If you feel drowsy after lunch, she says it's completely normal. Humans are built for two sleep patterns per day. Really? She says sleep deprivation in general, number one negative consequence is, you know, people, you know, they just they don't have that attention capacity when they get, you know, sleep deprived. They can't execute functions as sharply as they'd like. Their memory suffers. Their, you know, creative skills, a logical reasoning, motor dexterity, and mood is all affected when you don't get enough sleep. So she's saying that it also increases your corticotrone level. And when that happens, it drops all those other skill sets we just mentioned. So she says when you get a nap in, basically, if you take a nap, like the Europeans do, they take a siesta. Well, you know, it reprograms your brain. It like reboots your hard drive head. Well, I know a lot of people that are hard heads, so I guess they do need rebooting. But, yeah, we're designed to take a nap, she says. And having a nap for about 20 minutes is going to be more beneficial than, she says, if you slept an extra half hour in the morning. So she says if you go to the 15 to 20 minutes in a nap, you get to that stage two sleep. It refreshes the brain, increases your alertness and your motor performance. She says it also increases your cognitive function, your memory, alertness, perception levels, mood, and creativity, and it decreases stress. So, you know, if they had written that into the Affordable Care Act, it's mandated everybody take an afternoon nap, I might be able to go with that one. And that wraps the quack report. Yeah, just before the show, Engineer Frank and I were talking about, you know, how the Europeans vacation. You know, they take weeks off at a time. And I don't think Americans know how to function that way. Really don't. You know, they kind of just unplug, disconnect, go, you know, they zen out. Can Americans do that? I don't know about you, but when I go on vacation, it takes me a full day and a half, maybe 2 days, to get into vacation mode. So I'm so used to a schedule, you know, and timing, especially if you're doing a radio show, it's all time in your head. anyway, it just takes a while for me to decompress. And then it takes me a while to get back into the swing when I get back. So, all right, we're going to talk about what's new up in the hospital care. And more people are becoming aware that there is something amiss regarding vaccine treatments in medicine. Of course, I think the movie Vaxxed, from cover-up to catastrophe, had, you know, some impact there. But more reports are surfacing on the adverse reactions patients of all ages are encountering after being inoculated with various vaccines. Now, according to Health Impact News, nurses are warning people that if they are admitted to the hospital, the new documents include giving blanket permission for doctors or nurses to treat you with what is called biologic or biogenic therapies. So the documents do not actually list the type of biological treatment or the names of any medications, and the biologics are in a category of treatment that can really entail some very dangerous, harmful, even experimental substances. So the biological weapons fall into this category, for instance. So, however, few would really want to think that a hospital, a doctor, or a nurse there would, you know, administer to them anything harmful. Well, they would if they thought it was beneficial treatment, right? So I would remind you that there was once a time in legal physician healthcare that bloodletting was thought to be beneficial. That's how they killed President Washington, by the way. Poor guy had a cold and they drained him of his blood. Well, let's see what is happening within the hospital care and how we can protect ourselves. So what happens upon admission? Well, if you find yourself being admitted to the hospital, the admission documents that the patient or the legal representative or guardian for the patient, what they're going to have to do is they're told to sign and give permission to be given biological treatments, which include vaccinations. So patients are verbally asked at admission. The admission staff asks if they're up to date on their vaccines, including their influenza vaccine. And if they say they are not, an immediate order is entered into the computer system to generate an order for treatment. And patients are told the vaccines are not optional, but they're mandatory. So why are you going to the hospital? Why you're going to the hospital is really not important. Why you're going, whether you're there for trauma, scheduled surgery, to give birth, to have tests done, or to donate an organ, they don't care. Once you've given the hospital the consent to treat you with biologics, such as vaccines, the hospital is not obligated to inform you if they've actually given you a vaccine or which vaccine. So your waiver seems to have removed the medical hospital's responsibility of informed consent on this treatment. And you may need to request copies of the medical record to see what was given to you. And let me read you this quote by registered nurse Michelle Roughton. She says, since the Affordable Care Act, nurses are required to ask every patient upon admission if they have had a flu vaccine or a pneumonia vaccine. If the patient says no, an order is entered into the computer for staff to give the vaccinations. A physician's signature on the order is waived due to hospital policy through the health department and the Affordable Care Act. So they don't need a doctor to oversee this. You know, a doctor doesn't need to review your chart to see if a vaccine would be detrimental to you. That's inconsequential, apparently. You know, I mean, a doctor would need to look and see if you're allergic to something. Right? That's scary. It really is. And they also, the nurses that are speaking out are also mentioning the maternity ward. Another disturbing trend is, according to Michelle Roughton, RN, hospitals are following the CDC's vaccine schedules and vaccinating premature babies in the neonatal intensive care unit. So she reports the vaccines cause life-threatening adverse reaction for the infants. And what is really extremely disturbing is that Roughton reports that The medical professionals know that the treatment's harmful, but it's become an inside joke to the staff. Oh, there's a special place for those folks, right? Well, you know, some nurses are stepping out. Some medical professionals are admitting that patients and parents are not given informed consent on the vaccines being used. And in Pennsylvania, there's a group of medical professionals. They've created a health chapter called Talk About Curing Autism. And they meet every month and they share information. So the nurses in this group use this phone app called Periscope to help keep them up to date on where forced flu vaccines are being used in U.S. hospitals. So this dedicated chapter is active in developing solutions to make more people aware they have been targeted by those in the pro-vaccine agenda movement. All right. Yeah, I know. It gets higher and deeper, doesn't it, every day? But, you know, we have options, so I'm going to give you some in a minute. The nurses are kind of giving medical advice there. The nurses are pushing back against the biological treatment section in the admissions in the hospitals, and they're advising the public that they need to read the admission documents carefully. And if they do not want to be vaccinated, they need to write on the document, no vaccine. And make this known not only to admission staff, but to medical staff. And you know what I would do? I would also write a line through any sentence that mentions you being treated with biological treatments. And next to that, write the word strike and then initial it and then get a copy for your records. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because if you tell them you do not want the vaccines, well, then it comes down to do they want to honor your request and admit you and, you know, file your insurance, take your money, or they just want to say, no, I'm sorry, you got to have the vaccines or you're going to leave. I'm thinking they're going to go with, okay, we won't give you the vaccine and we'll take your money, because there's not going to be that many people that are going to object, I think. They're just not going to have known about this. Well, let's talk about some of the biologics. So in the category of the biologics, other than bioweapons and vaccines, you're also going to find experimental drugs and synthetic drugs. So these biological treatments are normally very complex mixtures, which are not easily identified. So biochemical engineer Dr. Brian Hooker of Redding University, California, and gastrointestinal surgeon Dr. Andrew Wakefield, they have filed some documents of scientific fraud regarding the CDC's cover-up of the research proving mercury in your vaccines are causing neurological damage and autism. So apparently, there seems to be evidence that suggests the CDC knew mercury was detrimental to the human brain, but proceeded anyway. So Dr. Hooker and Wakefield, along with two congressmen, sent documents to the CDC demanding the cover-up stuff, you know, all that paperwork. So the information that they obtained back showed that the CDC received an internal report showing 400,000 infants between 1991 and 1997 proved that the mercury caused autistic condition and was confirmed by epidemiologist Dr. Thomas Verstraeten. So the report, it was titled 1999, it said increased risk of developmental neurological impairment after high exposure to thimerosal-containing vaccines in first month of life. And this was available to the CDC officials, yet the public was repeatedly reassured that thimerosal mercury in vaccines did not present neurological adverse reactions. Now, I want you to check out this statement. It's in the Congressional Record of May 1st, 2003. Regarding vaccines and mercury and autism and all that. It's a quote by Dr. Marie McCormick, the time director and chair of the CDC National Institute of Health. She says, we are not ever going to come down that autism is a true side effect, end of quote. And I want you to take note of this. Dr. Marie McCormick is the former director now of the CDC, but she is now the president of Merck's vaccine division, in which the CDC purchases $4 billion in vaccines annually. Can someone say conflict of interest? Yeah. Well, you know, and then there's this really great chart. Now, if you sign up for the newsletters, you're going to get this. I think it's going to be coming out tomorrow in the HealthQuest newsletter. It's a really great chart. It really tells you in a heartbeat, just looking at it, what's going on. So I'll try to describe it as best I can. If you want to sign up for the newsletter, go to thepowerherbs.com and click on Books and Newsletter and sign up for the HealthQuest if you want to get this issue. So what this chart is, when scientists like Dr. Paul King are factual and they report that the influenza vaccine alone contains 51,000 parts per billion worth of mercury, which is 25,000 times the EPA's limit for mercury in drinking water, we typically find 2 parts per billion of mercury in drinking water and 250 parts per billion maximum mercury in tuna and 500 parts per billion in contaminated fish. So your pollution has 51,000 parts per billion worth of mercury. That is just, you know, your eyeballs when you look at that go boing, you know? Now, additionally, you will be informed that the thimerosal-derived ethyl mercury used in your vaccines is scientifically well known to be a mitochondrial toxin to human brain cells. There's also a list of other damages from the mercury after it leaves the brain and travels to the digestive tract to cause damage there and also to mess up your immune system. So when people decide to educate themselves, they find that the mercury in vaccines is inorganic and therefore causes long-term damage to the system as it lodges in tissue. So what is really difficult to accept is that medical professionals professing to protect life have willfully destroyed lives. And they did it for prestige, power, and money. Yeah, it's kind of hard to wrap your brain around that. Now, the people in charge of the government-sponsored health organizations and the pharmaceutical companies have actually conspired in this regard. So they can be described as the Judas betraying humanity with the kiss called healthcare. Now, armed with this knowledge, why would anyone let a health department, doctor, or nurse near them with a vaccine? And more importantly, why are hospitals mandating more vaccines to be given to their staff and patients? Well, the more that's uncovered on the vaccines, the more we question if scientific medicine isn't more quackery than science. CDC epidemiologist Dr. Thomas Verstraeten, MD, medical doctor for the CDC, proved in 2000 and reported to the CDC that there is a very high risk of autism, sleep disorders, and speech disorders associated with the thimerosal exposure in your vaccines. So toddlers today are waking up repeatedly in the night as if they were newborns, and they're having difficulty learning to speak understandable words. And doctors tell parents that this is completely normal. The children obtain normal sleep patterns and speech at different ages, and they shouldn't be alarmed if the child is exhibiting these behaviors past the age of 5. So, you know, I'm sorry. Now, I understand not every child reacts to the mercury the same, but it is going to attack your most vulnerable genetic code, and that's where you're going to have problems. So you really need to protect yourself out there, and we live in a time where there's a lot of deception, and you really have to do your homework on just about everything that's recommended to you. So doctors are recommending treatments that they read about in the medical journals, which are bought and paid for by the pharmaceutical industry. And, you know, editors of these journals have admitted it, but if they didn't go along with the game, they'd have nothing to print. So it is therefore more critical than ever to exercise wisdom and discernment on your health matters. Okay, so I personally, for me, I rely on powerful herbs for protection. And, you know, scientific medicine has known for nearly 5 years that gentian root has a natural Ebola inhibitor in it. So there are herbs that can strengthen your immune system and eradicate pandemic diseases. So how much of the pandemic diseases are naturally developed versus man-made? Well, that's the question. Either way, I go with the herbs. So if you would like to learn more on how powerful you can be, do your homework, but call Apothecary Herbs, and they have a pandemic kit, an herbal pandemic kit, which you can learn how to reverse a vaccine with. Also, there's a pneumonia kit. They have immune-boosting and toxin-removing formulas, including heavy metals and mercury, if you've had some vaccines. So you're not without tools and protection. You know, God did that. Herbs are here for the service of man. He knew this. If you read your Bible, he told Israel in Exodus and in the Old Testament that, you know, you're afraid of the plagues of Egypt, but, you know, you're going to be afraid of the plagues that are not written of in this book. So, you know, our Creator looked down the ages of time, saw what man was going to be developing, and here we are. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. You can order your products or ask for a free catalog. The number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address, ThePowerHerbs.com. And it's all about you taking the power back, being educated, and having the powerful tools you need to do the job. And if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs, and that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And guess what? They have their Memorial Day special going on right now, so now's a really great time to check it out. You'll save 10% and get free ground ship within the United States on orders of $65 or more. The coupon code's on the homepage. It's MDAY16. Or you can just mention it over the phone if you want to order, or write it on your order form that's in your catalog, and you know, get empowered and save. What could be better than that? Not too much. Well, we're going to be talking about some ancient sources here. I know we're coming up to a break. But yes, do sign up for the newsletter that's going out tomorrow. That's called the Health Quest. It goes out on Fridays. The American Survival newsletter goes out on Tuesdays. You can sign up for that one, too. They're both free and lots of empowering information in them. And you can share them with family and friends. It's a nice thing to pass on. People get, you know, we get feedback all the time. Wow, I learned a lot reading that. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think staying healthy is supposed to be complicated. It's not supposed to be hard. Right? I mean, medicine's great for trauma, triage, you know, need a surgeon, but for the other stuff, there's other more gentle organic ways. And that's what we educate our consumers on. ThePowerHerbs.com. Take the power back. I got to take a break. When we come back, ancient sources. We're going to be right back.
A man walks down the street. Says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away in my well-lit door. Just a beer belly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model?
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pam. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
We'll be right back.
Herb Talk. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're going to be talking about some ancient sources of healthcare. I always think it's cool. You know, if I wasn't an herbalist, if I didn't have a degree in psychology, if I hadn't been a mom, I'd probably been an archaeologist. I just love to watch all those shows about the archaeological digs and what they uncover. I'm fascinated with antiquity. But, you know, scientists and researchers are turning to ancient medical texts of herbal medicines and also folk remedies that were written down thousands of years ago to help them find out maybe there's a next generation of drugs in there, you know? So, you know, running out of options, let's just turn back to the ancients and see what they had. Now, science prefers to take herbs and really turn them into individual derivatives so they can make their science-based medicines called drugs out of them. So can't patent it unless they change God's copyright. So in Asian countries, about 80% of the population will use herbs for medicine. Now, for instance, in China, scientists are really turning to the herb compounds, which now make up about 40% of the Chinese pharmaceutical market. And the Chinese government spends about $1 billion each year in traditional medicine research. Now, roughly 70 hospitals in China, about 15% of the hospitals, use herb medicines to treat their patients, while the rest is kind of using the Western medicine. So the West does really not embrace China's herb treatments or products due largely to the concern on quality. So the European Union makes it kind of illegal to sell traditional Chinese herbal treatments, which are not registered with the European Union Traditional Herbal Medicine Registration Scheme. So as China wrestles with improving quality standards, other countries are just keeping their ear to the ground on what healing miracles they may discover in herbs. Well, what scientists and pharmaceutical companies and researchers are discovering is that herbs have multiple compounds, and this makes it kind of difficult to isolate the compound that they want to perform a task, you know, something they need it to do. So the ancient herb formula of just two herbs can present a molecule complex situation. So what science is discovering is that herbs have many ingredients within themselves, and this makes for hundreds of compounds. In other words, they want to expedite the process. Chinese research have, what they've done is constructed a computer algorithm to screen large collection of herbal extracts and to try to isolate the pure compounds, which can, within themselves, have hundreds of molecules and cell lines. Now, the problem that they face is that if they focus tightly on individual compounds, they can miss the big picture. So compounds can have a synergistic effect when you pair them together. So separating these compounds can produce different effects. So modern medicine does, you know, pretty much the same thing when they use they want to treat a specific area of the body and they isolate compounds, and this is why you get side effects from those prescription medications. And what they're doing is really just managing symptoms instead of eradicating the disease. So what have they learned so far? Well, what the scientists and the doctors in China have been doing is looking at herbs that improve digestion to see if they can be used to relieve the side effects of chemotherapy. So perhaps they should look at the herbs that destroy cancer and skip the chemo altogether. That would make sense, right? However, the real cures cannot justify the cost that medicine demands to keep operating. So they're never really going to find a cure for cancer because it generates so much income for the system. Now, the researchers in China received funding from the National Institutes of Health and from the United States to develop an experimental drug for the purpose of making chemotherapy more tolerable. So in order for patients, you know, to be more comfortable, they'd have to find an herb compound, isolate it, alter it from its original state to make a patented drug out of it. So this is how they operate. You know, they pretty much drain out a gnat and swallow a camel, you know. Let me read you this quote from Carl Wahkung Tissum, He's a neurologist with a life science division of Hong Kong University of Science. I apologize if I massacred your name. But it says there are around 100,000 herbal formulas going back 2,000 years that can be used to treat a range of illnesses from depression and insomnia to osteoporosis. Traditional herbal medicine is a human treasure, and it should be shared with the world, end of quote. Yeah, I like that. It is. It, you know, when I discovered herbs and the power behind the herbs, oh, it's like the world's best kept secret, right? It gave you power. It gave you options. Yeah, I like it. Well, let's look at a shipwreck, an ancient shipwreck. What can that tell us? Well, in 2002, a shipwreck off the coast of Tuscany, Italy, revealed some interesting secrets. Artifacts that were recovered were about 2,000 years old and were medicinal in nature. They found a mortar and pestle. They found a bleeding cup. They found surgical instruments. They found tins with dry, intact green tablets inside made from herbs. Isn't that crazy? So these were the only medicine samples in antiquity they've been able to find. It's a huge discovery. So the Department of Antiquities of Italy released a sample of the tablets to be analyzed by geneticist Dr. Robert Fletcher from the Smithsonian Center for Conservative and Evolutionary Genetics. And everyone wanted to know what plants were in those green little tablets, what the ancient world was using. Was it a supplement? Well, what scientific tests showed was that the plant's DNA was degraded. However, the plant fibers were well preserved. So they extracted what DNA they could from the samples and compared it to DNA listed in the GenBank, which is a genetic database that's operated by the National Institutes of Health. And what they finally found were traces of carrot, parsley, alfalfa, celery and onion, radish, the herb yarrow, hibiscus, and sunflower. So the tablet was held together with a little bit of clay. So researchers then cross-referenced the ingredients with ancient Greek texts, such as the Hippocratic Collection, and they thought that, you know, that was written by Hippocrates, and they concluded that the ancient supplement was used to relieve digestive disorders, which sailors were known to have. So there is speculation that the tablets would have been dissolved in a liquid, and then they were to drink it. They would sometimes put it in water or wine or vinegar, whichever they had. So if they can recover more ancient medicinal artifacts, it would offer more clues as to how the ancient physicians worked and how trade routes influenced the plant-based healthcare of the time. Well, what did they do? What did they do before the Greek physicians? Well, before the Greeks became known for their healing knowledge, there were the Egyptians. Homer, around 800 BC, he wrote in the Odyssey that the Egyptian physicians were extremely skilled than any other culture. Much of what is known about the Egyptian healing arts is through later reports in antiquity. Very few Egyptian texts on health have been found, and it is known that famous Greek healers such as Galen and Hippocrates studied at the temple of Anthrop, and they had writings, they had knowledge of the Egyptian medicine, and it was a great contributor to them. So the Rosetta Stone of 1822 shed some light on the Egyptian hieroglyphics, and some medicinal treatments written on papyrus were able to be translated. Some of these texts were instructions for Egyptian doctors to perform surgery. Other texts wrote about formulas for prescriptions and how to diagnose disease, how to set broken bones, and medical reports on animals, minerals, vegetables, and fruits. So the ancient world of healing arts also included spells and alchemy, most notably attributed to the Egyptian priests, the architect and physicians called Imhotep. Remember him? Well, he wrote about trauma cases, falling off a horse or a chariot went in motion, and it caused many injuries, and some were pretty fatal. Kind of sounds what happened to King Tut. That's what they think happened to him after they, you know, CT scanned his body. They think he fell off his chariot while in full gallop and had a compound fracture of his thigh, and an infection set in, and he died from that. Now, it's believed that the boy king, Tut, fell from his chariot. X-rays, MRI scans, his remains, the wound was pretty severe, compound fracture, broke the skin, and he got sepsis of the blood. That's what they think. So the Egyptians seemed very interested in the brain and developed cranial sutures and were able to analyze cranial and spinal fluids. Now, the Egyptians were the first to invent ear tubes for ear infections, to drain the fluid, the pressure from behind your ear when you got an earache. Yeah, they were the originators of that, not your ENT doctors of modern healthcare. No, no. They borrowed it from the Egyptians. So medical scholars feel that the health treatments provided by ancient Egyptian physicians surpassed the medical skill of Hippocrates, who lived 1,000 years later. So magic was not the only medical mode for the ancient world, as the texts point out that the ancient healing arts developed from observation, experimentation, and examination, just like today, actually. Well, there is a hierarchy. The medical hierarchy in ancient Egypt was as follows. You had a chief medical officer, you had some superintendents, you had some inspectors, and then you had physicians. So it appears that the coroner, your medical examiner, was the top man, followed by detectives and law enforcement, and then physicians. They were kind of at the end of the totem pole. So this was a culture obsessed with the afterlife. And it makes sense that the guy that sends a body to be mummified would be pretty important. And by the way, the name for the Egyptian physician in the ancient world was Wabu. And the first recorded female physician in Egypt was Lady Preshet, 2400 BC. So in ancient Egypt, proctologists, they were known as the shepherd of the anus, whatever. I would say proctologist. Well, it kind of makes sense where we've come. You know, you see the similarity. Now, the Egyptians forged many paths in the long history of medicine. They were the first to discover that the heart was involved in the blood supply to the rest of the body, and they were the first to discover vascular medicine. So they were also knowledgeable about renal function and disease. So your kidneys, very knowledgeable about those problems. And mental health was also written about. And they treated depression and dementia. And they were also supposedly fertility specialists, dentists, ophthalmologists, and oncologists of the ancient world. So some of the entries, kind of fascinating and entertaining. One such entry was, you take half an onion and a fourth, and the froth on top of your beer was considered a delightful remedy against death. Okay, that's interesting. Beer and onion. Well, the Egyptians had their own version of syrup of ipecac to empty your stomach. They would use treatments to also to remove parasites, and some of them are still used today, actually. So the Egyptians used a lot of herbs and spices as their medicine and included cumin and fenugreek and coriander as some of their very standard herbs. And the ancient texts would list some of these herbs in their health benefits, like sesame seeds soothes asthma symptoms. Mustard relieves chest pains and congestion. Mint helps digestion. Turmeric helps close wounds. Poppy is for headaches and insomnia, and onion for colds and heart problems. Also for clots, you know. So the American medical physician today practices some of the ancient healing arts, including alchemy, really. Alchemy was practiced with supernatural incantations, but they also used metals and crystals and amulets. It was anything but scientific then, and when they did that. But from the ancient culture of witchcraft called alchemy, we have vaccines today. They put mercury in your vaccines. They put metal in dental treatments. So we still have that type of flavor in healthcare today. Some of it's dangerous. Heavy metals like mercury, not healthy. Now, Dr. Anthony Morris, former head of the FDA's vaccine division of 1976, confirmed that there is really no scientific evidence to support the claims of vaccine therapy. He said it's all, you know, designed to weaken an immune system. Of course, you know, he was fired from the FDA after that, and they attempted to ruin him, but he still stood his ground and tried to inform people of the truth, so bless his heart. He's deceased now, but, you know, definitely a man of valor for those reasons. So the ancient world of physicians, they had its strength and they had their weaknesses, just like medicine does today. The Egyptian physicians excelled in the areas of trauma and surgery, but, you know, turned to less effective treatments with regards to prevention, kind of like today. So we can learn by the past mistakes and strengthen our body, be healthier, have better lifestyles, empower ourselves with preventable herb medicine, not, you know, narcotics, not vaccines and things of that nature. You know, a good place to start to learn how powerful you are is the Power Herbs book, and it's just $14.99. You can pick one up at thepowerherbs.com. It is an ebook, so you can select which version you'd like. You can get it in a PDF format, a Kindle, or an iPad. And so you get a download, and you can save it to your device and empower yourself. Okay, it covers things like, you know, immune boosting, how to do a toxin removal, how to make your own tinctures, herbs to avoid if you're pregnant or nursing. So it's got a lot of neat things in there and some natural therapies that you probably won't hear about other places. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. You can give them a call and get a free product catalog and familiarize yourself with their product offering. Typically, apothecary herbs, they specialize in immune boosting and organ cleansing, but they have some other things too. And in other words, they got natural flea and tick collars for pets. Awesome thing. You know, get rid of those toxins. The pets don't need them. And, you know, they got heart formulas, diabetic formulas, prostate formulas, fertility, you know, herbs that balance the endocrine system so it makes the right amount of hormones for you, whether it's fertility or having a smooth transition through menopause. It's all possible, and it's all gentle and effective, and it doesn't put you at risk of all the side effects. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. That's what it's about, empowerment. And you can give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. So if you're in Canada or someplace else and you need some help and you need some information, use the international number of 704-885-0277 and get empowered. That's what it's about. Well, I got a few minutes, so let's see. I got some tidbits here we can cover. You know, there's not a week that does go by that I don't get a call about low T. You know what I'm talking about, ED. Yeah. And I don't know if you noticed on big national radio stations now, it's like, you know, somebody buys some blanket ad, promotional ad time, and you hear about all these things for the ED, low T, and all that. And that's great. I mean, if you could get away from the pharmaceutical stuff, that's great. But, you know, you want something that's safe, you want something that's effective, and you don't want something that's reasonable as far as cost. So do your homework on all that stuff, and that way, you know, you'll come home with a winner. Oh, and by the way, if you want the cheat sheet to finding out, you know, if you're getting valuable organic supplements. There's a 9-question sheet on the powerherbs.com website. It's under the About Us page, and it's in a Word or PDF format. You get to pick which one. But this really gives you some information when you're selecting products out there, and very beneficial in understanding how products can maybe start out organic and wind up inorganic. So you don't want that. So check that out. It's a free download at thepowerherbs.com. All right. Should let you know, in the 1980s, the drug known as Viagra failed miserably in the treatment for coronary heart disease. That's what it was designed for. Did you know that? Yeah, researchers of the researchers on Pfizer, they had some evidence, and they noticed that their male participants said that they had an increase in their function, their erectile function, a few days after taking the drug. So it was strange that the drug could enhance blood vessel function in the genitalia area, but not in the heart area. So by the 1980s, Viagra was fast-tracked to every American's bedroom as, you know, the solution for the low T ED issue. Well, I have a real problem. It's sort of like with the hair growth product that was originally, again, a heart drug, and I happen to notice that, you know, on the patients that were taking it, their hair grew better, so that it became, you know, a hair replacement treatment. My question is, what does it do to a healthy heart, right? Well, the first year Viagra was marketed to the public as a solution for male impotence, over 500 men died using the drug. In 2000, researcher Dr. Carl, Dan J. Carl, brought to the attention of the American College of Cardiology that there's lots of cardiovascular events most likely associated with Viagra. However, they really didn't want to officially say Viagra was the underlying cause of all these heart attacks and death. So Dr. Carl put it this way: our data appears to suggest that there are relatively high numbers of deaths and adverse cardiovascular events associated with the use of Viagra. He didn't come out and say, yeah, the blue pill's gonna probably give you that. He just said it's suggested. So, you know, you got to do your homework on these kind of things. And then, of course, they come out with all these other pills. Eli Lilly has Cialis. And, I mean, it's, you know, you have to ask yourself, at what cost do any of these companies put on human life? I don't think they really care, to be honest. People are using it for recreational use. But the mortality rate is 5 in 100,000 people die using it. So I'm here to say that there's a natural solution to that problem, and it's called male hormone formula. What it is nutritional in certain herbs for men that beefs up and allows their endocrine system to balance the hormones that are right for them, and it's without side effects. So check it out. It's called male hormone formula, very affordable. No side effects. ThePowerHerbs.com. Forget the blue pill. And take the liquid form of herbs for that. Be amazed. I'm out of time, but the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. And by the way, the male hormone formula, ThePowerHerbs.com. That's where it's at. Until next time, be well.